have served a full life sentence as a prisoner of my past, as a victim of a victim of a victim. Seems my parents, parents, parents left traps that held me fast, and they still catch me even when I think I've licked them. Well, I have blamed them, I have fought them, but I never understood. They did the best they could, that's what they did. Is there a way to rise above if I look at them with love? If I look at them full, honest in the face, can I make my peace at last with the pieces of my past and forgive them in an invisible embrace? And in full, I forgive my poor flawed parents for the things they could not be. I forgive my valiant lovers for not completing me. And the hardest thing of all now, I forgive myself the sin of not being all I planned and all I thought I should have been. But there's an alchemy, and time transforms each grease, each loss, each scar into the precious stuff of who we are. And there's a way to rise above if I look at them with love. Though I don't deny that harm has taken place, I can make my peace at last with the pieces of my past and forgive them in forgiveness's embrace. Some call it wisdom and some just call it grace. When we make our peace at last with the pieces of the past and enfold them in forgiveness's embrace, and enfold them, I will enfold them. Now I enfold woman of power who begins all rounds of applause, Gail Rhodes Benjamin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I love you.
I love you too.
I'm so happy to see everybody this morning. Thank you for coming out, for us to be together yet once again. I mean, like, look at us. We're amazing. Welcome back, Esalen. Esalen just had some surgery. She is a warrior woman. She is here. This is her first day out. Let's give it up for her. And welcome back, Sandra Winter. And welcome back, every single one of us, because we all deserve to be welcomed home, right? Tell the person on your right and left, welcome home. Even if you did already, just do it again. It feels good when somebody says, welcome home, doesn't it? Makes you feel like somebody might have been waiting for your presence. Well, this morning, I'm here to talk a little bit about grace. Can I just hear you say the word grace?
Grace.
Doesn't it do something to you when you say grace? It's got that vowel sound, that A, grace. Grace. Grace is the first time I remember hearing about grace was the angelic choir that my mother used to direct and play the organ and the piano for. They used to sing a song about grace. And they said that grace is sufficient for me, which let me know that there is no ending to grace and there's enough grace for all of us. We don't have to worry about if there'll be something left over. Grace is always in this place. Wherever you are, grace is. And then I remember that my mother and her sisters, they were called the Road Sisters of Detroit. And they used to have these afternoon concerts, and there'd be five sisters all dressed alike, and Aunt Daisy would be at the organ. And every now and then, the kids, me and all my cousins, bunch of cousins, would get a chance to sing an A and B selection, and we would march in and do all kind of like little fun stuff. But my sister Portia would just make everybody go crazy when she would sing this. Something about God's grace. It will lift you up when you feel like falling. And everybody would just go crazy like they knew grace personally. And then near the end of the song, it would say, I don't want grace to leave me now because it's brought me too far. But then the song goes on to say, you ask me how I know grace is real. And then the choir would answer, I don't know. I don't know. But then my sister would do a little spin and say, look around. And when grace touches you, okay, give me a different one. Okay. All right, I'm going to wait for my microphone to come. But anyway, she would do that spin around. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, John. Okay, am I here? She would do that spin around like she was a Jackson 5 or somebody. And everybody would go crazy. And she would say, when grace touches you, when grace touches you, you'll know how I feel. And that really touched me. That memory still stays close to me. In the book of Genesis, first chapter, third verse, God said, let there be light. And there was light, and God saw the light, and that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness God called night. Do you ever feel like you're walking in the dark? Sometimes in these days and times, we feel as though we're walking through some rough times. We turn on the news or whatever source of information we tune into, and we feel like we're walking through the dark in the middle of unbelievable circumstances. A lot of us feel as though we've worked so hard to achieve so much and that all that we have worked so hard to achieve is being reduced or diminished. We are triggered by thoughts of fear or doubt or lack or hopelessness. Some of us feel insignificant or forgotten. We start our days or our week on a 10, and then we get that creepy feeling, that uneasiness that tries to convince us that this state of being is permanent and that we might as well get used to it. And then seemingly out of nowhere, but always present, grace shows up and takes over. The energy of grace, the activity of grace penetrates the atmosphere, and there's a recognizable shift. The old folks used to say, baby, that ain't nothing but grace right there. But what is grace? And how do we know for sure that grace exists? South African minister Desmond Tutu said that grace is an inclusive divine gift that provides the foundation for the hard work of confronting truth and seeking reconciliation. He also believed that all people are deserving of forgiveness and that grace is what makes forgiveness possible. The researcher Brené Brown explains that embracing grace means treating oneself and others as works in progress, acknowledging imperfections and moving forward with accountability instead of guilt and judgment. Poet Sonia Sanchez specifically identifies letting go with grace, seeing grace as a beautiful and necessary process that allows for new life and growth. This morning, my Unity family, I ask that you give yourself some grace. I'm privy to a lot of what we as humans say about ourselves and about each other. Consider applying grace upon yourself. Consider letting go, forgiving yourself. Consider not holding yourself hostage for something you did a long time ago or even yesterday. Consider grace. Can you repeat after me? It is okay to give myself some grace. Can you put your hand over your heart and say it softly? It is okay to give myself some grace. That's beautiful. Self-empowerment inspirational speaker Lisa Nichols says that she was always affirming that she would one day be on the Oprah Winfrey Show. She wanted to be on Oprah. She saw herself on that white leather couch. She could smell the couch. She just wanted to be there. So when she finally got invited to be on Oprah's show, there was no couch. There were these stools, and she was there with other people. And she said, that's not my vision. And so she kept identifying with this leather couch, a white leather couch. And one day she got a call from Warner Brothers saying, oh, Miss Nichols, would you ever consider having a talk show? She said, well, who would be on the talk show? They said, well, you. And she said, it dawned on her that she had to apologize to God because there she was identifying with being in Oprah's leather couch. And God was saying, you were trying to be in Oprah's couch. I was trying to give you your own couch. I was trying to give you your own. So if you move out of the way and give grace some space, there's room for you, and what you don't even know is yours. Yours with your name on it. Give yourself a hand for that. Give yourself a hand. This came to me back in August. You are not a stranger to that which you are being called forth to accomplish. You are not a stranger. You know what it is. You know what it is because when you walk into a room and do what it is you do, even if 500 other people make a cake, they can't make a cake like you. If 10 people sing that song, they can't sing that song like you. If there's 3,000 huggers, nobody can hug like you can. You got that special kind of thing that happens. That's when you know that it is what you are called for to accomplish, because other people respond to it in a way that makes them feel loved. It's not about you, it's about you moving out of the way so that other people can receive the gift that you came to give. So stop holding on to your gifts. Other people need what you have. That's why God gave it to you. On purpose. You are on purpose. You are not a mistake. Repeat after me. I am on purpose.
I'm on purpose.
Ooh, can we say it with a little bit more strength and fortitude? Take a deep breath. Come on. Let's throw our voices forward. I am on purpose.
I am on purpose.
Isn't that beautiful? Doesn't that make you feel good? Okay, now I gotta find my place. Can you be kind enough this morning to begin or to continue to release yourself from guilt and from shame and from unforgiveness and for not enoughness? Take a deep breath. You're enough. You're enough. You are enough. If you made more room for grace by letting go of the negative thoughts that pertain to you, you would have a different perspective, and you would see that you are surrounded by grace and embellished in grace. In 2020, when we were all walking around in masks, losing our loved ones left and right, we would never have imagined the us that we are now. That's grace. Can you, just for a moment, close your eyes, just for a few seconds, and before you open your eyes back up again, allow yourself to ask Spirit that you will be able to see the grace all around you with keener eyes and with a laser vision. The grace that is being overlooked or taken for granted. The unexpected grace, the insights, the ideas, the overcoming, the unforgiveness, waiting to be forgiven. The breath that you are breathing. I'm going to open your eyes whenever you want to. Grace is everywhere. Ask that the grace that surrounds you be illuminated and recognized easily. And I guarantee you that there will be more grace waiting for you. This past summer, some of you were here when we did Pajama Monologues Part 3, Thy Queen Done Come. And I have asked Alice, who was part of that, to come up and talk to us a little bit about grace. Let's give Alice some love, y'all.
Thank you. Thank you, Gail. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Thank you. When Gail asked me if I could write about a time I overcame something, I found myself thinking, I didn't overcome anything. Grace did. What else but grace could have whispered to me when I was binging on glazed donuts in my car that maybe, just maybe, sugar wasn't the answer to my problems? What else but grace would have soon after guided me to read a memoir about overeating and overachieving called Holy Hunger, which introduced me to 12-step recovery? What else but grace could have reassured me when I was worried about a loved one by turning my gaze to a man wearing a t-shirt that said, "Relax, God is in charge"? What else but grace would have turned my gaze again, this time to a rain-soaked rose unfurled like an angel's wing in front of a crowded supermarket, igniting an endless love affair with floral photography and life itself, thorns and all? What else but grace would have brought two teachers to my home to share a meditation technique called ascension, which has helped me hold a high-pressure job for more than a decade and live in the same neighborhood for even longer than that? Before I learned to ascend, the longest I lived or worked anywhere was 4 years. What else but grace would have steered me out of the isolation of working from home by nudging me to see if unity was getting together in person again? And lastly, what else but grace would have given me the willingness to accept Gail's invitation and share these miraculous moments with you?
Thank you, Alice. That's grace. You know, grace is similar to a woman being pregnant. Inside of her stomach, her baby is growing and growing, and the woman has to expand to make room for this newborn. And grace, the more you recognize grace, grace expands, grace grows. Grace is waiting for you to call grace forward. And so, but when the woman has her child at the end of the third trimester and gives birth, she has to carry that baby on her hip, front, on her back, in the stroller. But grace, grace is light. You don't have to carry it. Grace is letting go. So I believe that scripture, let there be light, also pertains to let there be light. Let there be weightlessness. Let there be freedom. Let there be a holiness. I want to remind you that grace is waiting for you to experience more of it if you shift your focus. Romans, the 12th chapter and the 2nd verse. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be ye renewed by the transforming of your mind. A friend of mine, Michelle, transformed her mind. She changed her mind. And when I called her to ask her if I could speak about her this morning, I said, Michelle, I can speak about you without using your name. She says, no. Use my name, Gael. Use my name. I am not going to attach myself to shame any longer. So I met Michelle at a treatment center in Harlem a few years ago, and she is currently right now a participant in a detox center in Jersey. Michelle started using drugs early on and got exposed to street life and hustling to support her habit. She became homeless. She would check herself into hospitals to find a warm bed. That's grace. To get a good night's sleep. That's grace. To take a shower. Grace. She lost custody of her children. She can still see them. She can still talk to them. That's grace. She got a job in a treatment center that allows those in recovery to work and have health insurance. However, the center that she's in now would not accept her health insurance as a total payment. Grace, when another friend decided to pay. Grace, that the people at the center see her as being methadone free. Now, I don't know if you know anything about methadone or anybody has ever been on methadone, but if you have been on heroin, they suggested you get on methadone to try to wean you off. But the thing of it is, you never get weaned off. They never say, okay, it's time for you to wean off. Okay, your time is up. They never say that. It's an on and on process. And so she demanded that she wanted to wean herself off it. Nobody would agree with her, but the place that she is now believes in her ability to be methadone free. I believe in her ability also. Michelle is not a stranger to that which she is being called forth to accomplish. She is the activity of grace in action. Isaiah, 43rd chapter, 18th verse, urges us to forget or let go of former things in the past. And God said, behold, I am doing a new thing. Can we do a new thing, church family? Can we find a way to give someone who is growing through just a little bit more grace? Can we release the judgment just a little bit? Give grace the room she needs to shine through. Can we do that? I have a poem that I want to share with you. I just wrote it, so I will have to read it. But, Ray, can y'all give me something? And everybody, I need you to help me with this poem, okay? Can you help me?
Yes.
I don't hear y'all.
Yes.
This is what I want you to say. All you got to do is say, grace, 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 grace. Go, grace. Grace, grace, grace. That's beautiful. One more time. Grace. Grace, grace, grace. Grace. Grace, grace, grace. Grace. Grace is right here. Grace is right now. Grace is right here. Grace is right now. Grace enters quietly. Grace wears a crown. Grace covers. Grace does not. Grace smooths out the edges. Grace sustains. Grace doesn't shame you. Grace doesn't blame you. Grace will hold you in her arms and whisper your name. You. Grace has no finger to point, yet she will anoint your head with oil and plant new seeds on your behalf in the early morning soil. Grace has nothing to prove. She will help you. Stand still. Don't move. Let grace weave a version of you that you never knew existed. Grace will show you the illuminated path and you won't miss it. Grace will listen when you call. Grace knows the answer to it all. Grace will hear if you don't say a word. Grace will make sure that you are heard. Grace is never late. Grace is on time. Grace doesn't need to be acknowledged. Grace is yours. Grace is mine. Let me hear you say grace. Grace, 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 grace. Come on. Grace. Grace, grace, grace. One more time. Grace. Grace, grace, grace. Say it like you mean it. Come on. Grace. Grace, grace, grace. Grace will come to you no matter what the hour. Grace will not be announced, yet you will feel grace's power. Give yourself a break and just embrace it. There's enough to go around. You don't have to chase it. Just grace it. Grace, 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 grace. Grace, 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 grace. Every step you take will be led by grace. Breathe grace in. Let grace out. Invite yourself to have a meeting with yourself, to allow yourself to make space for grace. And grace will surely come. And grace will shower you with blessings. And grace will allow you to forgive. And grace will allow you to be forgiven. There is no shame in grace. There is no blame in grace. Grace allows you to leave the past behind. Grace invites you to embrace the now. Let go and let grace. Let go and let grace. There is nothing else for you to do but to simply breathe. Let your shoulders relax. Let your hands relax. Let your heart relax. And allow yourself to feel the grace all around you. Grace will not leave you stranded. Grace will not leave you alone. Grace will lead you all the way to your spiritual home. It is okay. It is okay to give myself some grace. It is okay to allow others to have the grace they need. It is okay to forgive. It is okay to be forgiven. I walk in grace. I walk tall in grace. I am grace. And so it is. Amen.
Grace is in this place. Grace is right there. Grace and Gail start with the same letter. And this, if all plans were going according to it, the choir would be up here by now, walking to that delightful, soft, beautiful music. Because you know what? Grace is here. And we are blessed. We are so blessed. Be blessed, my brother. Be blessed, my sister. Be blessed wherever this life leads you. Let me encourage you. Burn the light in you. You can depend on God to see you through. You can depend on me to pray with you. You may be hurting. You may be crying. Thank you.
Hallelujah.